National Investment and Infrastructure Fund Limited, NIIF, is raising $100 million, approximately 753.30 crore at current exchange rates, from multilateral lender Asian Development Bank, ADB, for its NIIF fund of funds. Sajoy Bose, Maryland and CEO at NIIF, said in a statement that ADB and No. 39's commitment to NIIF was proof of its confidence in the Indian economy and its P fund and managers. And LTCO, this investment also highlights NIIF and SCO's approach to partner with high-quality institutional investors who are not just providers of capital but are also contributors of expertise during NIIF and SCO's period of development, Andrew, Bose added. With this investment, the Philippines-based bank joins the list of institutions that have committed to the NIIF, including the Government of India and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The NIIF Fund of Funds, FOF, which was established in 2018, says it is a vehicle to provide India-focused private equity investors with a go-to institutional investor. It has so far made commitments of over 2,600 crore, around $350 million, to three funds, including ones concentrating on sectors such as green energy and climate, middle income and affordable housing, and mid-market growth companies operating in diversified sectors. The managers of these funds have also raised a total of $1.1 billion, apart from NIIF and SCO's investments. The investment announcement comes at a critical time for India, as the already slumped economic growth is feared to be taking a heavy hit due to coronavirus outbreak. Separately, ADB Vice President for Private Sector and Public-Private Partnerships Diwakar Gupta said the investment by the Development Finance Institution would help NIIF in moving institutional capital into domestic P funds, leading to the higher availability of long-term growth financing for private sector companies. The central government set up the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund in 2016 as part of its efforts to accelerate private and foreign investment into the country and SCO's infra segments. Other investors in NIIF include domestic banks such as ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank and Axis Bank. Domestic insurance companies and foreign wealth and pension funds including Abu Dhabi Investment Authority and Canada and SCO's Ontario Teachers and SCO Pension Plan are also investors. In December last year, the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, CPIB, said it would invest up to $600 million, 4,300 crore rupees, through the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, Master Fund. In August, the NIIF received funding commitments of up to $1 billion, around 7,066 crore, each from Australian Super, the nation and SCO's largest superannuation fund, and Ontario Teachers and SCO's.